All right, this is our second podcast, but I deleted the first one, so we're retard. But here's my friend Dominic.
Hey, what up?
And then me, Diego. And we just talk about random news of topics I found strange or just something very current. And with the first thing that actually I wanted to talk about was this video I saw online that Dominic showed me. It was this Indian man who fell, or what happened? He fell, or he was just in the cage?
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting video. It's not, doesn't go like your typical animal attack. This guy fell into an enclosure, the tiger enclosure, fell down an 18-foot wall, and he was basically face-to-face with the tiger for about 15 minutes before it actually ate him. we can see here in the video.
Yeah, you see, they do try to help him. They were like, oh, I'm gonna jump, but they were like, fuck it. They're not... If you know how lion cages, they're like... Now he's gonna eat him. They're like...
No, it's just toying with him.
18 feet high, right? They're
and here it is. It finally grabs him and drags him off to...
It's kind of funny because it grabs him like a chew toy. Yeah. Like, just grabs his neck, and then he's just like, all right, come on, let's go.
It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, that would be funny if the fucking tiger starts fucking raping him instead of eating him. Like, wait, if you were a lion, what would you... I mean, if you were that guy who got stuck in... Would you be preferred to be eaten by that lion or raped by that lion?
Honestly,
because if he raped you, he might just leave you because he might just bust, and then the lion might just be like, okay, I don't give a fuck about you, and just fucking leave.
Like, and goes, smokes a cigarette or
something. Yeah, I know. How are you going to explain that to your friends, man? It's not like, you know, you can't go to the police officer. Yeah, I got raped by a lion, sir.
I guess it depends on the size of the lion dick. Like, I don't know how big a lion dick is, but yeah, my thing was, he was in there for 15 minutes before the tiger decided to eat him.
Yeah.
And it's weird because it was just staring at him for the longest while. And it seemed like maybe they were just going to be friends, or like he didn't know what to do.
Who the fuck be friends with a lion?
Like,
no, it was a tiger. It was a tiger.
Right. Like, what is
not a lion.
It was a tiger. It was tiger, yeah.
Yeah, a tiger.
Like, no guards came with... Where are the guards? Where's the tranquilizer gun at? Like,
well, this is in India, so I'm not...
Maybe they couldn't afford it. I don't
know. It's just like, just put these animals in a fucking cage.
Like, what was going through the guards' mind? Were they just like, wait, hold on, this is gonna be good.
Yeah. Everyone's videotaping this shit.
Like, we've been waiting all our life for this moment. Like,
I know, just like, just being one of the workers, like, you know, you clean shit, all this stuff,
like,
nothing
just
cool happens.
Shitty life, like, just every day, like, man, I hope somebody falls into this cage one day.
Some idiotic person fucking just fucking falls.
Like, I think everyone was just surprised. Like, the tiger was surprised. Like, he was like, oh, what do I do?
Yeah, that's probably why he didn't eat him right away. He's like, I've never seen this fucking... Because he's been in that cage for a while, it seems. Like, if the lion was just like...
Right.
It doesn't really see humans or interact that much. About you just throw food and that's it.
Right. I think the people kind of screwed him over. Because if you look back, like, they start yelling and, like, throwing rocks at the tiger. And that's when he gets pissed off and is finally like, fuck it, I'm gonna...
And then takes him away and just rapes him. Split.
I mean, what would you do if you were face to face with him? Would you bow down like him and just start praying? Or like,
no, I'd probably just close my eyes and not move. I'd be like, just eat me now, lion. Or tiger, whatever the fuck.
Dude, that's like going out like a bitch, though, man. I would at least stand up and try, man.
Yeah, motherfucker. Try to look tough and be like, yeah, with shit stains on you. Dude, you're not going to say you're not going to shit yourself. You can't be like...
Like, has he not learned anything from Jumanji? It worked for Robin Williams. You just gotta yell, man.
I gotta bring suicide into this.
Well, hey, maybe he committed suicide. They don't really know what the story was behind. If he was drunk or if he did it on purpose. Some say he jumped in. Some say he fell in.
Well, he was a fucking idiot anyways. Well, the next thing I wanted to talk about was the leaks that have been going on in like the iCloud and stuff. Mm. I mean, do you even feel safe with your own stuff? I mean, I know everyone's talking about this anyways.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I already assume that the government thinks I'm a terrorist.
Yeah, well, yeah, but not like a wordy terrorist. So it's like, you just fucking eats the smoke pot all the time.
Right, right. That's really all that's going on.
Yeah. But, no, because when like almost every day you can see one picture at a time. Like these hackers is only one picture at a time.
Yeah.
I say hackers. I don't know what you really want to call them, but I'll just say that because everyone else is calling that. But I mean, I'm still looking at the pictures, but I do think it's still fucked up because this is your own personal shit. It's not like, I don't know.
I mean,
I'm very, very paranoid about my stuff. That's why I never really like when I do a project or something or anything. I don't let anyone look at it.
You delete your dick pics immediately, is that?
Actually, never send a dick pic to anyone. The only picture I ever sent to a girl. It was like just me. I was at a hotel and just came out of the shower, but I had the towel on, and I just did black and white, so she won't see the fucking disgusting details on my face, and that's it. Yeah. I never sent a dick pic. I never did that.
I sent one pic earlier this year, but I had my underwear on. But it was like,
I mean, I do like want to, but it's at the same time, I feel like I need to groom it. It looks fucking disgusting. Like, no chick wants to see that shit.
Yeah,
like fucking. Even when they want to suck your dick, they're like, "Can you shave it a little before I put it in my mouth?"
Which I never understood, because to me, like, it's one of the most disgusting things you can do is suck a dick. Like, why? How are you gonna be picky? Like, you're about to suck a dick. Like,
yeah, but I mean, that's like if you. I mean, if you go down on a girl, you want her to watch that shit. Unless you like tasting rusty coins, like bugging on her pit.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's nice to keep it groomed, I guess. You probably don't want to eat a very hairy pussy. You probably want to trim it down.
Yeah. All right, this reminds me of when I was interning at Congress a couple years ago. And when I was interning there, that was during the time when Anthony Weiner, the former representative from New York, got busted because his dick pics leaked. He was sending dick pics to a prostitute or something like that. And it was like the biggest news at the time, but it was so funny. Like, the guy named Weiner got suspended for sending pics of his wiener. Like, you can't write that shit. You know what I mean?
But I always thought it was... Yeah, but like, I don't understand why everyone goes over, like, it's such a big scandal. Like, he's into a prostitute. Was he married?
Yeah, he was married. Okay. That's the thing, so.
Yeah, that tells you how much I pay attention to the fucking news around here. But still, I just, I don't know. I keep sending, like, a nude pic. Like, I don't understand the real big deal of doing that. Like, if he actually had, I guess, sex with her and then murder her, then I would be like, okay, that should be a scandal. But, like, just showing pictures, like, to me, it's just not, it shouldn't even be that bad. It should be like, oh, dude, you got caught cheating. That's it.
Yeah.
And leave that shit personal. Fucking,
I mean, hey, if this podcast ever blows up and we get famous, I think then people would be, like, trying to hack our dick pics.
Yeah, well,
after we become,
yeah, that'd be fun.
After we become sex symbols.
Yeah, no. No, the same shit would happen. It would be you, D, and then Edwin. Everyone would be like trying to fuck you both. Is that me? They're like maybe the creepy girl who's crippled would try to like fuck me. I fucking with a hinged like leg, like walking like. That reminds me a little bit. Side note: have you ever got caught doing something embarrassing, like? Like, let's say you were in public at a store, and then, like, Edwin was mocking me, right? My cousin. Yeah. He was like, I was like, hey, man, do you want to do something? And then he was mocking me, so he pretends he's a retard, right? So he's facing me. He's like, hey, yeah, yeah, like a retard, like waving his hands around.
Yeah.
And right behind him is a Best Buy employee, like asking, hey guys, you need any help? And Edwin just started walking away. He didn't even say anything, put his head down, and started walking away. That was like, that happened to me several times. Like, you know, every time when I'm at the store with him, I'm always like, since we made fun of each other so much, he would just like, hey, you retard, look at me sucking a dick or something. And then someone always fucking watches us, just like, what the fuck? The most embarrassing one that happened to me, that was like, you know how we were making jokes about like talking to a girl and being like, yo, babe, and like waving your hands like two guns and stuff. And Edwin was like, yo, right? Like we were just saying that. And the girl's right next to us was just, we both turn around. We had like a sense that someone's looking at. We both turn around and just two like, they looked all right though. Uh-huh. Two chicks were just staring at us. It's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And just burst out laughing. And we just didn't say anything after that class period. Yeah.
That's why I stopped hanging out with you and Edwin in public. It's guaranteed.
No, I'm more chill than fucking. The only thing, I get too loud, but I mean, that's everyone finds right. That funny, so I just yell.
Yeah, you're that guy with like no filter at all. That's just.
No, at least, well, I am filter. I don't ever really fucking say like the N word.
You have no filter. You have no filter.
No, I'm not like someone else. I don't want to say the person's name, but I was with the restaurant with someone, and you know, I it depends. Like,
if we're say talking, their name, call it up.
Huh? No.
This is only going to be recorded forever.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything because I haven't talked to that person for a while. And that person was like, yo, these niggers over here, like, you know. And then right next to us was like some black people, and I'm not moving. I'm just like, why? Why would you say that right now? But you really think your dick pics would get leaked though?
If you get famous, sure. I mean, because there's.
I mean, would it bother you at all?
Yeah.
Like, if it was. Okay, I guess it would depend, because if it's from my stomach and down to, like, I guess above my kneecap, like. If it were waist picture, that would be fine, because it's like,
right.
I feel like it's more embarrassing showing your whole body, because everyone looks like a disgusting.
There's an art to it. There's a professional way to do it. Pro, you never put your face in it.
Yeah.
And you never send a text with it to prove that it was you. You just send.
Yeah. The I'm going to pause the podcast for a second and continue recording. I'll be right back. All right, well, we're back now. We just had like a little interruption, but we were talking about the leaks and the tiger video, but you know, I was just thinking while we were walking up here, like you were talking about Toy Story, and I was talking about like, how do you continue, like for movies, like I feel like movies now, like it has to be like three parts. Like, 1, 2, and 3. And then you gotta stop to film like that. Because I feel like if you go beyond that, it's like a TV show. Like, the best series are either 1 to 3, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, season 1, 2, and 3. And right. Then you gotta stop it right there.
Yeah.
I mean, do you... I don't think you can continue TV shows anymore like that. Like, because after season 5 and 6, it just goes downhill.
Yeah. The Boondocks is a perfect example. Like season 4 is just.
Yeah, you saw it. Yeah, yeah. They have the main guy.
Magruder.
Yeah, they have Magruder. He wasn't even the show guy. Like TV. Also, another show like the TV Community.
Yeah.
They have the showcase runner, whatever. Fucking, I don't know what I'm talking about. But I know he is the creator of the show. Like, wasn't there for one of the seasons. And like, this season was all right. Like, they kind of like rehash the first two other seasons. Like, they brought some stuff back, so I guess that's what made it up. But then, like, after that, the guy came back and then fucking ratings went back up even higher.
Yeah. Wait, so Magruder isn't involved in the fourth season?
No, he's right. Not.
I think he put all his attention on Black Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but he wasn't on that one, though. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like season four. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. Like, I saw Black Jesus. That was pretty funny, huh?
Yeah. I've been waiting for that show since the YouTube clips of Black. Do you remember those?
Yeah, I saw some of it.
Yeah, they're like hard to find now, but
yeah,
that's what they based it off. To me, the YouTube...
The original? I never seen the original. What? He had like a concept or...
Yeah, like years ago, like back in like 2007, 2008, 2006 maybe. Like they put up... They had this thing called Super Rumble Mix Show.
Oh.
Where they put up like a bunch of parodies and stuff with the main guy who plays Black Jesus, Slink Johnson. And there was just a couple like quick like YouTube sketches, Black Jesus, but they were freaking hilarious, and that's what they based the show off of. Like
a lot
of the same jokes and shit, they come from those sketches.
How do you think of like making TV shows like on YouTube and stuff now? Like people now, like, they actually try to like films and stuff.
I think it's great because it lets, you know, first of all, it lets people have access to it all over the world. So it gives people who want to make stuff that maybe wouldn't have gotten made before, it's a cheaper platform, so they don't have to go get a network deal or worry about getting canceled, you know. So the control is put in the hands of the creators, which is awesome. I think we get to see a lot more stuff that we never would have before, you know.
Yeah, I think the only downside of it is just like getting that out there, but also like I listen to the show like in Sirius XM and stuff. I like those shows, but they have all the professional format, and the only thing that ticks me off is that sometimes like it's way better. Like after you listen to like Sirius XM's like talk shows, when I mean that, you listen to Opening Anthony and I listen to Ron and Fez, but like, you know, they have no filter. You know, it's whatever goes.
Right.
But then when you try to listen to regular radio, it's like, this is stupid. Like, this is not even funny. Like they can't. And I feel like they can't be creative, you know. They have to really, like, use a lot more sound effects or something like that.
Right, they've got to go to commercial, they've got to stick to the format. It's basically a business, you know, more than anything.
Yeah, it's like, you know what, this is like porn. Like, you know when you used to get a magazine where you saw, like, a picture on the internet, like, when you, back in the day, but it was like, you know, we're like, oh yeah, man, look at this video. But now it's like, whatever porn star, just look it up, done. And then it's not like, oh, regular penetration, like now it needs to be like tied up bitches. It's like,
right,
like this doesn't have to be more extreme. It's like, I'll tell you, I am
disgusted with the porn that I watch nowadays. And I think it's because I've watched so much regular porn, it just doesn't do it for me. It has to be something crazy now, and I don't know
why. Yeah, it's just that's it. It can't be like, hey, we're a couple. Like, to me, it has to be like someone needs to be cheating. Like, and then you have to have a dialogue to it, like a real dialogue. Like, I can't watch porn star stuff anymore. It needs to be amateur stuff. That's the only thing.
You're on another level. Like, it has to be real.
Yeah, I don't like that fake real shit. Like, oh, I'm here shopping around.
You know, did you ever fall for that fake real stuff back in the day? Like MILF Hunter and shit like that? I used to believe MILF Hunter was real, man.
I just enjoy it. I didn't care. like, I mean, I did, but after, like, I guess I watched the other TV, the other parts, like the other actress. And after a while, it kind of made me question, like no way, man.
Yeah.
I thought, like... But after a while, I thought maybe one or two were real.
Yeah.
And then the rest were totally fake.
They did a great job. I mean, I thought for sure it was
real. Recto Rooters was a good one. That was a good one. That got me, but, you know, I'm fucking retarded anyway.
Recto Rooters. It got you. What was the plot of that? Like, they show up in a plumbing van? Like,
yeah. But
we're here to clean your pipes.
But that's the thing. They actually had a good setup. Because, like, they continued filming the whole thing. And they said, like, I guess he was acting. He told one of the girls, like, hey, don't tell them we do this. And he explained how they did it. And it sounded like actual legit way to do it. like they picked up radio frequencies, like a people like, okay, I'm gonna be at your house and blah 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 minutes or whatever, some weird shit like that. So that's how, but I don't know, it's a whole thing I don't feel like going into.
Yeah,
but fuck, movies, porno, this show is fucking disgusting. What, you fucking, now you have to watch Animal Born, like fucking a girl fucking a dog now, like no, that's the only way you can get it.
That's actually how we started. Like, you, that was one of my first porns, is like you showing me like Mr. Hands shit and stuff like
that. No, that wasn't me. I know it wasn't me.
It was
me.
It, dude. It was
no, no, there's,
because there's, Anthony showed it to you, and then yeah, you showed it to me.
Yeah, but then Edwin was like, brought it up and stuff, and then he likes going to like, he likes tricking people going to websites like that, like Lemon Party and stuff.
Fucking gross.
Yeah, he tricked this, my cousin Edwin tricked to this guy, he's like, or this girl is like, hey, yeah, you want to get movie tickets? Or no, concert tickets to really cheap places, this place called lemonparty.org or whatever. And she goes to it, and then he gets a text later. He's like, man, you motherfucker, it's nasty.
Yeah, man, that'll do it right there.
Yeah. Like, this, I feel like, but then that sucks, because everyone knows about it now. Like, I think in the one movie they talk about Lemon Party and all this stuff.
You know what the original one to that was? White House. Remember that? Whitehouse.com?
No, I don't remember. What happened in it?
That's a great website. You should check it out. Go to whitehouse.com.
No, I'm not going to fucking check it out, dude.
You, it was like the first one where people say, oh, go to whitehouse.com, and it was actually a porn site called White House. The real White House is like whitehouse.gov or some shit.
Well,
like,
yeah.
That was like the original.
Oh, yeah, they had like Meat Spin and all this other shit. They have a whole bunch. Kids in a Sandbox, and there's when Two Girls and a Cup came on.
Yeah. The thing just keeps getting worse. Like, I don't know what our kids, like, what's the Two Girls, One Cup of the next generation going to be?
I don't know. I think it's just going to continue poop and piss. Like, you can't go beyond that. Like, to me, that is just disgusting. Like, I wonder what child abuse you had to get to fucking get off of that.
I don't know.
I mean, to me, the cheating is just like, it's just simple because it's like, it's forbidden, you know, it's sneaky. I guess that's what turns people on. Yeah. I guess that's the reason you cheat. And, you know, in the first place, too, because it's like, you cheat, you're like, oh, I'm married, I shouldn't be doing this. And watching it, I guess that's what I like, oh, yeah. But the way I like more of the dialogue when they actually say, oh, no, my husband might come. But, like, real dialogue, not acting, not anything else. You know what I started getting into now? I started watching when girls masturbate in the library. I don't know why. It's just like being, I guess, just being sneaky and fucking like playing with themselves and kind of look back. It's just funny to me. And yeah, like that porn to me is just funny. Like, I can't really be like, I can't watch regular porn star stuff and be like, oh yeah, this is hot. Like, this is just, I like, because the acting. Remember that video I show you when the guy came out of the bed or something on the side of the bed out of nowhere? Like, this girl was like, oh, or like this girl who's like reading this magazine, it was like, oh, I say, oh, Kevin, my favorite actor, I really wish he would just come here and fuck me. And then the guy just comes out of a fucking box. He's like, did you call me like a fucking genie or something? And then it's how the porno starts. Like, it had no plot to it. It was just like, I wonder who writes this script for it.
I remember that that porn you showed me back in the day where it was hilarious, like blooper porn, and the guy was just like coming, like, but it's so exaggerated when he was busting a nut, he's just like, ah!
Yeah, that was Edwin, dude. All that stuff was Edwin, man. He kept on playing that shit just to annoy. Like, he just got on a whole stage, like, I think his peak was when Two Girls and a Cup, he would just let everyone watch it. He's like, yo, you gotta watch this, Can't Sit on a Sandbox. All this fucking shit.
That was his peak. The peak of Edwin.
Well, like, for his, for videos like stuff
the,
like
the
that.
Peak of his pervert career. He's since reformed himself.
Yeah, I mean, now he's going to like strip
he's
clubs.
He's
and
gotten
stuff.
Soft.
Fucking yeah, not, yeah. We're gonna continue talking to someone they don't know about. Like it's just fucking. But yeah, but for like now in movies, like think about porn and stuff. Like they don't have. I feel like they don't have any original stuff. Like now in porn, they do like parodies of like Scrubs and so on.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel like they.
It's just, I never watched the parody stuff. It's too much storyline. They try to make it too much of a movie. Like nobody has time for that shit.
Nobody has time for that.
Get to the tits. Let me get out. Porn is not something. It's not something you sit down and watch for like an hour. It's not an experience like that. Like
well. For me, it would take a while because I like to. I can't just jerk out to any video. It needs to be the perfect video.
Dude, if you're spending more than like 15 minutes, like that's even a long time.
Alright, guys.
Porn, like.
Guilty as charged.
What the hell?
Well, because the videos are only like 15 seconds or something. Like, you can't find the good ones. Like, they have like hidden cameras and then, like, you can't hear what they're fucking saying. Like, that's the thing that ticks me up. That's why I need audio, because it's more evidence now that they really are cheating or they really are, like, ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, because there's no proof. Like, I could write the title, having sex with my ex-wife. Well, my wife is away. It could just be his wife. He could just be fucking his wife for real. You know, you really need that dialogue. To me, that's why, like, the hidden camera, I can't even watch that. Because it's like, I need audio. I need the moaning. I need to hear it. I can't just have, like, blah, blah, blah. How about you? You like that chimpanzee shit. It's like
Nah.
Someone... That reminds me of that skit Chappelle was saying, like, you know, fucking chimpanzee. Like, you can't go back from that. Like, for real, like, I get, like, how do you...
No more... Only monkey pussy for me.
Yeah, I know, like... For those things, like, how do you fuck an animal and then just go back to a human?
I don't think they ever fucked humans. Like, I think you're just exclusively animal from the jump. I don't think, like... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think you're just about that animal life or you're not. You know? Like Chappelle said, there's no in between. Like, sometimes you fuck humans, sometimes you fuck chimpanzee.
Well, but yeah, because I see, like, husbands and wives and be like, oh, they're fucking their pet dog and shit.
There's actually a whole, like, underground fucking community. Like, there's a documentary that came out not too long ago about the Mr. Hands thing, but they actually, like, went behind, told the story of the guy, and, like, he was just, like, a normal dude, like, good job working in Seattle, but on the weekends, he would, like, look for, like, horses to fuck, and there was this ranch that they all went to, this secret ranch where they had all kinds of farm animals, and it was, like, a group of dudes, and they'd get together and bring beers over and shit, and party, and then, like... Just randomly go out and fuck some animals.
Like, how do you set that up? Like, yo, man, I fucking know. Your dog tonight?
I don't know.
Fucking.
Like, yeah, I got some new roosters and like, yeah, it wasn't just horses. Apparently, there were donkeys and like, chickens and
yeah,
it was a whole thing. Like, it was bizarre. But the ranch has since been shut down ever since he died from that horse incident. Like, that's what shut it down. They were, like, doing interviews, like, yeah, ever since the horse thing, it really, the thing's been shut down.
Yeah. It's like, imagine being a farmer and, like, some crazy person keeps having sex with your animal. You get your whole, like, farm, like, field getting shut down. Like, someone have fucked one of your pigs and shit. Like, you can't, like, I don't want corn from there. It's that guy who fucks animals. You know what I mean? Like, once that shit is leaked.
Like, is this from that farm?
Yeah, I know. Like, you gotta start putting labels on the eggs and stuff. Like, this chicken hasn't been fucked by a human.
Like, free-range chicken.
Yeah. Okay, this is part of the show when we ask a question and then... Well, I just want your opinion on it.
All right.
Okay. I just thought of it just now. What would you be surprised? Like, you know, the guy... Like you said, the guy, Mr. Hands, was a regular dude working 9-to-5 job or whatever.
Right.
But then he just fuck animals on the weekends.
Yeah.
What would you be surprised if our friend Mark... Mark, he works at Starbucks. And, you know, he lives with his parents. You know, he's just a regular guy. You know, he doesn't really do anything crazy. He listens to hip-hop or anything. What would you find out what he does on the weekend? Like, if one of your friends, like, including me, like, what would you be surprised at? Would you be like, I wouldn't think he would do that. Like, if... To me, kind of Mark, if Mark murders someone, mm-hmm. I'll be surprised there. Edwin, if he beat up someone to death, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
but if Mark did, I would be surprised.
Right.
Like, if Mark fucked cats, I wouldn't be surprised, because we always make fun of him fucking cats. He had a pet cat, but the cat died.
Maybe if Mark was, like, secretly, like, a really good salsa dancer, and he went to, like, like salsa clubs
like
on the weekend.
Like, he has his own dance competition shit on the weekend.
Like, he was, like, an undercover salsa dancer. Like,
like that's why he goes to clubs.
With
he
has the shiny shirts and, like, the flower in the mouth and shit. Like.
Yeah, with that fucking rugged beard that he has. Probably, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. Like, no, I think it just wouldn't make sense to me. I would just be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I've never seen Mark dance in my life. Like, or even bob his head. To, like,
Mark does know the safety dance, though. Because he leaves no friends behind. What about Edwin?
What would surprise me about Edwin?
Yeah.
That's a hard one. He's there's not much that wouldn't surprise you about Edwin. I don't know.
I'm afraid one of these days I'm just gonna come over your house and I'm just gonna caught you hanging yourself with your jerking out just like that guy, I forgot his fucking name. He was in Kill Bill.
Oh, Tarantino?
No, the actor who was Bill.
That old guy?
Yeah. That's what happened to him.
He died?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He died by choking himself to death and jerking off.
The old karate guy?
Yes. Not the old one, the very beard one. I'm saying Bill. The
I forget who Bill was, man.
Let me show you a picture. Hold on one second.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he died by jerking off in he died by jerking off and... like, find someone, if I had to find you like that, I'd be like, God damn it, Dominic. This guy.
Yeah, dude, no way.
Yeah, he got caught, like they found his body, like, tied up, like, I guess he hung himself and jerked off, like, you know, like, that's how they get off.
Oh my God, man. Yeah, I've heard that that's a real problem, like, a lot of people die from that, but...
that's pretty funny.
That's the worst way to go out. Like,
how do you explain that shit to your family?
Yeah, like, to your kids?
Yeah. How did Uncle Jesus. Bob die? Well, he hung himself and masturbated to her.
Man. Like, they could come up with a better story. Like, suicide is a better story. What would you rather them tell your family? You committed suicide or you were just jerking off?
I'll just say committed suicide. I'll be like, yeah, he's depressed this whole time and just committed suicide, man.
Honestly, it might be better to say you died jerking off than suicide. Because then it's like, oh, he died happy.
Yeah, I always tell Mark, if you ever, or Edward, I always tell people if they commit suicide, you should put a shotgun in your ass. So at least I know for that split second you died happy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if I caught you like that and just, like, explain this shit to your mom, too.
You know, I think I tried that once just to see what it was all about, but it didn't get very far.
No,
I was like, this is stupid, I can't breathe, I'm just gonna...
Yeah, I don't think I can do that. Like, yeah, like,
choking someone or something? I can't really do that. I'll be too scared. I'll be like, you know, when you choke a girl is like, jump me. I'll be too scared.
Yeah, I've had my experiences with that. It's it's kind of crazy. Like I've tried to, like, you know, put your hand on the neck when you're fucking them. And
yeah, doggy style.
This one girl, like, she not only like liked it, she put her hands and then she squeezed them in harder to her neck, and she's like, fuck me, fuck me like a demon. I was kind of like scared at the time.
I mean, for me, it ends, you know, him putting in my trunk and I have to drive away and find a place to dump it. I never really do it for sexual reasons. But,
yeah, women are crazy.
I don't mind trying things, but I guess there's some things I can't. I don't know. I feel like I fuck it up.
Yeah, I heard David Cho talking about this, and he said once he was doing it with his girlfriend at the time, and he actually like made her pass out, and he started freaking out, thinking he killed her, but then she woke up like a little bit while later. But yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes they're okay with even passing out. Some girls are like, oh, that was great.
And yeah, Asakura said she, you know, like, that's the best. She said, it was like, when you pass out, when a guy, like, chokes you on, you pass out right when you orgasm. She said that's like...
I forgot which porn star they did that shit to a porn star. It was, like, something blue. That was her name. Ashley Blue or something. Mm. And they choked her, and she wakes up, and she said, what happened? She's, like, freaking out and stuff. That just made me feel bad. I was just like, I can't jerk up to this.
Wow.
And she was like, what happened? It's like, yeah, you're doing the video, blah, blah, blah. She was, like, totally freaked out. It's like, I don't know. I guess she didn't plan it that way. But, all right, dude, this is the end of the show. Hopefully we do this again sometime soon with us four. Yeah. But, yeah, thanks, Dominic, for accompanying doing this show.
No problem.
That's no title yet.
That is not my real name, by the way.
This podcast is going to be called The Biggest Bang Theory. Just fucking...
That's a great title.
All right.